Day two of the G7 summit here in Bavaria started with Volodymyr Zelensky virtually taking part in the first session. He updated G7 leaders via video link on the conflict in his country and called for more financial and military support. G7 leaders promised that and said they'd continue their support as long as it takes. Leaders discussed food security and how to restore the flow of Ukrainian grain into the global economy. Monday also saw the invited guest countries taking part in meetings on health and climate. India, Indonesia, South Africa, Senegal and Argentina agreed that the G7 should move ahead with so-called just energy transition partnerships with Indonesia, India, Senegal and Vietnam. These are designed to provide investment in exchange for moving economies off fossil fuels. I'm Ollie Barrett in Bavaria.